Art Griego joins us. We haven't talked to Art in a long time. Art's with the North American Aviation Enthusiasts, and he is really on to promote aviation as not only just aviation is obviously a wonderful profession, and it's necessary in terms of our transport and commerce, as well as commercial aircraft, but as a sport, as a recreational sport?
Aviation, Phil, is going to be, well, it's over 100 years old now, and we believe that it is the coming great recreational sport that someday I think will become part of our normal mode of travel. And we are looking for areas where we can really begin to expand out beyond the airstrips and beyond the private airports, commercial airports, but literally neighborhood areas where ultralight aircraft can be used, small planes and so forth.
And you've located where that could be in public parks?
Well, we think there are some areas of public parks. It so happens that as aviation gets more and more interesting and more exciting for people, we are seeing the decrease in baseball as a popular sport. Baseball, it's a sad statement, but we don't embrace the game as much as we used to. And I don't know, there's literally thousands of baseball diamonds and practice facilities across this country that are going to waste.
Well, they got the lot of the softball leagues, you know, and
well, most of those are women's softball leagues, which is, you know, I was talking to Bill Humphreys, who's with our aviation board. I said, really, that's where we're at right now with baseball. The only real baseball outside of professional baseball, obviously, is being played, is softball being played by women, which, you know, I don't know if you know.
Well, it's a very popular neighborhood sport, right?
I'll tell you what softball is. It's kind of a bastardization of the game of baseball. It's a game that was developed so that there are certain individuals who are not of a high skill level could learn baseball. Baseball is falling out of popularity because it's, frankly, it doesn't take as much intestinal fortitude. There isn't the adrenaline rush. There isn't the, well, I will tell you, quite frankly, there isn't the thrill. Because there's a little bit of mortality associated with aviation. You don't have that in baseball. And so we've identified this area, baseball diamonds, which take up a pretty good part of our public parks.
Well, right, now, baseball diamonds are not that, excuse me for interrupting, Art.
That's all right.
But they're not that big. What kind of area can you use that for aviation?
Well, first of all, aviation with the ultralight, which is a small aircraft that can be manually, one man can fly it, and you can literally take off an ultralight anywhere you want. But a good pilot, and that's what we're trying to develop for the future, good pilots don't need more than a few hundred feet to take off and land in anyway. I think this idea that you need huge airstrips got, became kind of a de facto knowledge because of commercial aircraft, but the smaller airplanes don't need it. You know, a good pilot, I think, is going to be able to use that, you know, and
But again, you know, multiplying aviation enthusiasts at the expense of baseball is...
Well, if you think about what it takes to play baseball, and this is the point that we're trying to make to a lot of the cities, if you think about what it takes to play baseball and what it takes to fly an airplane, there's no comparison. And how it takes far more courage.
Yeah, but that's apples and oranges.
Well, not in the area of courage. I mean, I'm just talking about straight guts. It takes far more guts to fly an aircraft than to play baseball. And I think it's obvious that it takes more guts to fly an aircraft. So I tell my son, who is very much an aviation enthusiast, at school, if he sees the kids playing baseball, and he doesn't want to play baseball, and I tell him, I like to fly, and it takes far more guts to fly than for you guys to do what you're doing.
Is your son getting picked on at school?
I didn't hear that, Phil.
Is your son getting picked on at school by baseball players?
No, he's not, but I'm saying in case he gets picked on, or actually to stop from being picked on, it's a preemptive statement to basically say to these guys, you know, before you say anything to pick on me for not playing baseball, let me just say this. You guys don't have near the guts it takes to fly an aircraft.
We're talking to Art Griego, and we're talking about aviation becoming a sport, much like baseball or much like basketball or tennis, where one can use neighborhood parks to fly. Where do we take off from and land? Where would these be? In baseball diamonds, which baseball is not being played by a lot of people anymore. It's pretty much a dead sport. Is it really that dead?
Baseball is pretty much.
I mean, professional baseball is still very popular.
As far as I know, I don't really follow the game. You see a lot of games on TV, but you don't really hear about anybody wanting to play baseball anymore. My son tells me that the guys that at his school that play baseball are not really part of the mainstream. They're considered to be, you know, kind of odd or and I played baseball as a kid. But I wouldn't play it now because you obviously when you're a kid you don't want to be made fun of and I think that happens to a lot of kids who play baseball. They're going to be made fun of. They're going to be the butt of a lot of jokes, a lot of crude jokes. I would just as soon see my son involve himself in aviation, flying at a very early age, so that he doesn't have to be the butt of a crude, foul joke, and also he can be proud of himself that he has the courage to fly an airplane and not just go out on a field and throw a ball around.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The question here really is, do we get rid of all these softball diamonds? Because that's where what most of the baseball is being played in America is softball, and begin to convert them over to something, having to do with aviation. I don't know that you're going to get a lot of people supporting that because a lot of these parks are in neighborhoods where there's houses.
That's true. And you're going to get the people saying, well, it's dangerous. However, I always tell them this. It's dangerous, yes, but it's also dangerous to have a baseball diamond near your house because someone hits the ball and it goes out of bounds or away from the field, it's going to land in your house. It can land in your yard. If someone hits it hard enough, it can hit a child, an infant perhaps, a 3 or 4 year old who is playing in a wading pool, and all of a sudden, here comes a line drive, a foul ball off of someone's bat on a screaming line drive right at the kid. So what's more dangerous, I would ask you, baseball or aviation? There's also millions of Americans, Phil, that live on golf courses. You don't want me to fly my airplane, and yet you have you're fine living near a golf course where a lot of these guys, these weekend hackers, are going to hit a shot. You're going to hook it off the tee, and the next thing you know, while you're in your backyard enjoying the day and enjoying your family, here comes a golf ball that's been hit on a curving, screaming line right toward perhaps your head or a part of your body as you are enjoying the afternoon. I find that to be very dangerous. So I would challenge anyone who says that it's dangerous to have aviation in neighborhoods when people live in areas where a foul tip off of a baseball bat can go, forgive me, it could go right through a little kid's head while they're playing, with a sailboat or something.
One 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Art Griego about how baseball is so out of favor in this country that this idea that it takes more guts to fly an airplane than it does to play baseball, isn't that a little provocative? I mean, aren't you overstating the case?
No, not at all, Phil.
You're not? I mean, seriously. Isn't that a way of saying, look, your game sucks, aviation's better, we should get rid of baseball diamonds?
I think flying an aircraft takes far more courage than it does to obviously play baseball. And so what that means is, if you look at me, and I've been flying for 31 years, and you look at a great, let's say the biggest name in baseball, Mickey Mantle. I know that Mickey Mantle was loved by millions of people, but the fact is, theoretically, I've got more guts than Mickey Mantle ever dreamt he could have.
And because you fly an aircraft.
Because I fly, yes. So what does it mean to think Mickey Mantle is so great when he didn't even have the guts to do what I do?
All right, let's take a baseball player that did fly, Thurman Munson.
Okay, and I heard you do a show about Thurman, but he crashed his plane, so it shows you how he might have had guts, but he wasn't very bright. The other thing about Mickey Mantle is, I'm still alive, and I fly aircraft. Mickey Mantle played baseball, and yet he's dead. So what sport is, in fact, safer? I would say aviation. And as long as we have these baseball diamonds that are not being used all over America, And, except my softball enthusiasts, most of whom are women, which is fine. I understand that. But I think we are all agreed that probably the biggest... I mean, I don't want to say, Phil, because I'm not a sexist, but the women's softball gold medal was... I think I left a lot of people scratching their heads.
The women's softball gold medal left a lot of people scratching their heads?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't see, you know, so what? You know, that's all you want to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Deanette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, yes. I'm Deanette, calling from Eagle Rock, and I disagree about using baseball diamonds for aviation purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially, you know, you were talking about balls going through people's houses, you know, line drives, whatever. I'd rather have a ball go through my window than a small airplane that a child would be operating. That just sounds a lot more feasible than an airplane landing on my house.
We're not going to have a child operating. You have to be licensed, and obviously licenses will only be given. But we will have student programs where adults will fly with the young person. All in all, it's much safer, because if you've got a young person playing baseball and they don't know their own strength and they hit a line drive that goes right through your kitchen window and you've got an infant that you're feeding in a high chair, and you know, you turn around to get the child food and you turn back and the kid's
cold. It's similar like to a young person learning to drive a car.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know how many accidents that teenagers have behind the car because they're new drivers? And, you know, it's just the same. An adult needs to drive with them behind the wheel of a car. And you're saying an adult would need to operate this plane.
Well, while you're teaching them.
There are accidents all the time. I'd rather have a ball go through my window than an airplane. I'm sorry.
What about that, Jay? I mean, Art, what about the idea that... the danger of a crashing aircraft in terms of property damage is much greater.
All right, I will give the lady that. However, the likelihood is far less. On any given day, if you have a baseball game taking place at a field near your house, you could get 4, 5, 6 line drive shots that can take you and everything you love out of this world.
There are fences that protect us from that. I mean, have you seen a baseball diamond? There are fences that protect us from that. Children are not going to be hitting these home runs unless they're some phenom.
A foul ball goes behind the fence, a foul ball. And a lot of these fences are not well maintained. And you hit a foul ball, it'll fly up over the fence, and you could be in the back.
So you're talking about some phenom kid.
No, ma'am, do you know what I mean by a foul ball?
That should be in the major leagues.
Do you know what I mean by a foul ball? I don't mean it's a home run. It's hit behind the batter. So it doesn't take a lot of strength to do it.
And another thing, you know, these kids are, you know, they have something to do if they were to play baseball. Take kids off the streets, and so they don't get into trouble.
So long as he doesn't hit a foul ball that goes through your kitchen window and knocks your baby's head off.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
Have you ever heard of any incident of that?
Yes, I have. And I can show you the literature.
Well, what are you talking about? Are we talking about all the time? Are we talking about...
We are talking about a far more frequent instance of that happening than someone crashing an airplane in your house. I can tell you that right now.
All right. Jeanette, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. I think you might overstate the case that a fouled line shot off of a kid's bat takes your baby's head off. I mean, in other words, what are we talking about here? Isn't it more dangerous that a plane is going to crash in your house than someone hits a golf ball, shanks it off the tee? We're talking with Art Griego about aviation and how he'd like to see neighborhood aviation sites. And where do we put them? Where baseball diamonds are right now. Nobody plays baseball. Aviation is far more interesting, far more exciting, and it takes more guts to fly a plane than it does to play baseball. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Art Griego joins us from, you're at Santa Monica Airport?
Yes, I am, yeah. We just concluded a dinner, Phil.
All right, and look at Art. Aviation, and I know you're an enthusiast, you've been a professional pilot for many, many years, I know you're retired now. To say that neighborhood airstrips, places where we can begin to see aviation become a recreational sport, should replace baseball diamonds, are you not kind of hastening the demise of baseball a little bit, which was supposedly for a long time our national pastime, and while it may not be...
I don't think so, Phil.
And while it might not be that popular now, to eliminate baseball diamonds entirely from parks and turn them into aviation centers might be a little premature, isn't it?
No, Phil, I'll tell you something else, pursuant to what I was just talking to the other people about, the other lady that I was talking to. I don't know anybody who knows someone who had an airplane crash into their house. But I know a lot of people who either know themselves, who either it happened to themselves or it happened to a friend of theirs, that they took a golf ball off of the face or they took a baseball. In fact, I had my own home. I don't know how many windows shattered by baseballs and golf balls. Or they know someone who was hospitalized by somebody hitting a golf ball off of a tee that it did go on the fairway and went screaming right into their backyard where their children were playing and laughing and having a good time, not knowing that within seconds their world would change.
1-800-449-8686. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jane?
Yes?
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hello. My name's Jane Whitney.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an ex-Air Force flight nurse. My husband flies 777s. We have an ultralight on pontoons in the front of our house.
God bless you.
I totally disagree with you.
What? Why?
Baseballs and golf balls don't contain gasoline.
Yes, but you agree it takes more courage to fly a plane than it does to play baseball.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with it.
Well, I think it has, Jane, from this standpoint. It's better for kids to learn aviation than it is to learn baseball because it teaches them
how
guts.
How are you going to teach the kids aviation? How are you going
what we're
to? They can go out in a baseball diamond and practice.
Yes,
they
but they're not
get
learning.
In a plane and practice.
They're not learning courage. Well, yes, they can with proper adult supervision, utilizing some of this ultralight technology. We can get kids flying as early as 8, 9, 10 years of age, and with adults sitting there as instructor pilots, we can have the kids enjoying aviation from their neighborhood parks, and the likelihood of a kid crashing an airplane into your house, while yes, it is there, it's far more likely for, as I said, a foul ball to go through your kitchen window, and the next thing you know, you got a dead kid.
Okay, what about the pollution aspect of the aircraft?
That's a good point,
as
yeah.
As opposed to the baseballs and the golf balls.
What about that?
The lady makes a very good point, Phil, and I can't quibble with that other than to say this. You're worried about pollution in a neighborhood where every house has a garage. And what's in that garage? A car. Do you worry about the pollution? We're not talking about anywhere near the number of cars. We're talking about ultralights in these neighborhood airstrips, maybe 4, 5, 6, tops 10, in neighborhoods where there's hundreds of cars.
I think that commercial aviation and private aviation is a wonderful thing, but I think it needs to be contained in aerostrips or at FBOs, which is fixed base operations.
BOs?
I don't think you can put it in public parks. You cannot do that.
Well, how come baseball diamonds, why do they get to have those when no one cares anymore? Except for a few women, who are, obviously.
Oh.
Those are the only people playing baseball anymore.
Well, you're talking about baseball or softball, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about softball, yes. But and God bless the softball teams, but it's stupid. Nobody cares. Even when
there's a lot of people who don't care about aviation either.
I don't think so, ma'am. Not the people that fly. Not the people that have to fly commercially. Not the people that are traveling the millions a day. No, there's far more people that care. When they won that softball gold medal, and I was berated in my workplace because they said, a couple of women said, we won the softball gold medal. And I said, so what? And I was suddenly persona non grata.
What you're trying to do to the women's softball players right now.
No, ma'am, I'm just saying, what's the point? That's all I'm saying. There's nobody playing baseball except a few, I'll say it, lesbians.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
No, but that that's the case. I'm sorry to have to put it that way.
Talking here with Art Griego. Art is talking about aviation replacing baseball in the hearts and minds of people. Baseball diamonds take up a lot of space in public parks. And we're going to get to some more phone calls, but you are talking about teaching children how to fly.
Phil, if I could interrupt you, there was a young girl years ago by the name of Vanessa Carlton who was a pilot. She flew around the world with her father. It was a great, great adventure, and we're not talking about anything different. I don't think flying an airplane should be that challenging, at least in terms of learning it. And I think the child comes away with a greater sense of who they are. they can feel like they've actually accomplished something instead of walking out onto a baseball field and then leaving it and wondering what did I just do? You know, I mean, it's if you think about it, it's kind of pathetic. I feel sorry for a lot of kids who play baseball because we spent a lot of years in this country promoting a sport that then you at the end of your life, after you say I played a whole bunch of baseball, people will say, yeah, and?
Come on. Mickey Mantle is revered even beyond the world of baseball, and you say you have more guts than Mickey Mantle.
I'm not denigrating the man's achievement as a baseball player, you know, whatever that means. I'm just saying, yes, it takes more guts for me to get into my plane than it does for him to get up, you know, screw the cap off of another bottle of J.B. Brown, and then go out and play baseball.
That's not necessary.
Well, Mr. Henry, he did have a bad liver.
I understand that. It wasn't necessary. Mickey Mantle is long deceased. And 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Hi, Art Griego?
Yes, sir.
Hi. My name is Michael. I'm a commercial pilot with the Flying Instructor Rating. In fact, I fly out of Santa Monica Airport. That's where I instruct. Where do you fly out?
What is your vector?
My vector?
Yeah.
The vector is what you are given when you fly IFR, instrument flight plan. May I ask, what are you rated? Are you private? Are you instrument?
I'm private.
You're private. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as an instructor, as you know, you have to have 40 hours as a private pilot. And as you know, 16 years of age is the student pilot requirement. And you want to put aviation...
Wait a minute. What about the little girl that flew around the world?
Yes, I understand. I met that girl when she flew into Santa Monica.
What's her name?
Cherokee. To be honest with you, Mr. Griego, I forget her name, but
yeah,
I
sure.
met her.
I don't think I'm you met sorry. Her, sir.
No, I did meet
well,
her.
Well, if you met her, you'd know her name.
Her father was a flight instructor, yes, but I was young myself at the time when I met her. This was like 6 years ago. I'm only 21 years old. And it's very rare that a 21-year-old has a flight instructor's license and also is a commercial pilot. So I have inside knowledge about young aviators and
well,
also
flying. Let's get down to the brass tacks here. Don't you think
yes.
it's a far more constructive pursuit for a kid than to go out on a baseball diamond, hit a foul ball, and kill somebody?
No, I really don't, because flying, as you know it, because you're a private pilot, as you know, takes an organized situation, a training environment that can be controlled by the aircraft and airport itself. We need to train pilots, especially young pilots these days, proper flying techniques, and flying out of a neighborhood baseball park is absurd.
You're not answering my question.
What's your question?
I said, don't you think it takes more guts?
To fly an airplane and play baseball?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I agree. It does
right.
take more guts. But I don't
doesn't think that also get... mean, doesn't that also follow, then, that I've got more in terms of courage than Mickey Mantle?
No. Mr. Gagan,
okay.
you're bringing two things together
right. that's
that
apples,
be put together.
Apples and oranges.
No, that's not apples and oranges. How come
because,
Mickey...
May I ask you something?
Go ahead.
When did you get your license?
Oh, my God, 31 years ago.
Oh, my, really?
Yes.
Really? And how many hours do you have?
What are you, all of a sudden with the FAA?
Technically, you and I are both with the FAA. We're representatives of the Federal
yeah,
Aviation
I know,
Administration.
I don't like all these questions. It's like you're calling me a liar or something.
Well, I just had a question for you because for 31 years,
yeah, you're asking me,
flying,
I'm trying
sir,
to promote
sir,
flying,
sir,
and
let
you're calling
you
me a bald-faced liar.
No, he's not.
Let
me ask you a question. For a 31-year veteran of an aviator, you sure do not know what you're talking about.
How do I not
and
know what
I have been licensed for 6 years. And I'm a flying instructor.
What have I said? All right, I challenge you. What have I said that I don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, your whole idea of having young aviators wanting to fly instead of baseball, that just shows inexperience right there, sir.
Why? I mean, I just got done telling you about that brat that flew all around the world.
And why did you bring that up?
That brat?
Well, I mean, this guy's starting to tighten my jaws a little bit.
Okay.
It's a far better pursuit for a kid. And baseball is dead, and they've got all these baseball diamonds, and guess what? Nobody plays on them. So there it is, a big part of the park that's not being used.
I'd
like to promote my sport, which is aviation, over a sport that's dead. It's as dead as Greek.
What about the financial issues, Mr. Griego? What about the financial
issues? Here you go again with these questions. Here you go again, grilling me. I ought to grill you. What are you asking me questions?
Well, you're the guest, sir, and you have these. I mean, the fact is, what about
Mr.
insurance?
Henry, I think I'm entitled to ask questions.
What
don't
about,
you agree?
What about, actually, I don't want to talk about you anymore. What about the fact that there is these insurance issues that we were talking about?
What insurance issue? Hey, what insurance does a baseball diamond have to have after a kid hits a foul ball, a screwball? Let's say a pitcher comes in with a screwball. The guy hits it foul. Now it's got some spin on it that is out of hell. It goes spinning into someone's backyard while a little child is pushing a sailboat out onto a pond. I don't need to finish the story, do I?
Okay, I can say the same thing about a crashing plane.
Doesn't happen as much.
All right, Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Mary?
Yes,
go
I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. I want to first try and see if I can sum up what the guest has surmised this evening, and that it is, in his opinion...
Is there a caller on the line? Or?
Yeah, there's a caller.
No one plays on a softball or baseball field unless they're a female lesbian who is washed up, and no kids enjoy the sport anymore.
I'm saying all you got to do is go out to a diamond, ma'am, and see that there's no kids out there hardly anymore.
Okay.
The game of baseball is not as popular with kids as it used to be. It is being actively pursued by a certain segment of society.
That was a question. Did I properly surmise your opinion?
Hey, Mary, you need to get to your point real fast here because we're burning daylight. So what's your point?
My point is simply this. I am a female lawyer. I just finished a softball game
wherein I was absolutely in the minority.
So I was absolutely in the minority. In fact, they have a difficult time getting females out there to play Lawyers League softball is what we call it. Now, my question
All right,
to
I can ask you a simple
this,
question. I can ask you something simple.
Why
if you try,
is it that
how many lesbians
you
are there?
That your son's
Hello?
Wanting to fly is more important than 200 people playing softball.
Well, you have a hard time getting people out there to play baseball, but you're...
No, we don't. No, we don't. We absolutely do not.
What did you just say? I thought you said you had a hard time getting people out there.
No, I said I was in the minority being a female, and I would hope my husband wouldn't think I was a lesbian. So.
Well, you never know, you know. But
well, what's
you
that
know,
got? What is that got?
Silly.
Come on, is that like a slap?
No, I'm just... You said it.
Is it more important for your son to land a plane than it is to take over 200 people's ability to play softball or baseball at any given day?
I think that in your experience, you may get 200 people in your neighborhood where... Are you in San Francisco?
I'm not.
Okay.
What difference does that make? Whether it's gay people up there?
I assume that, yeah. But I would say this. 200 people as opposed to millions of pilots, yeah, I think it's more important, especially in the neighborhoods where we're at, where there are hardly anybody playing baseball except, as I said, lesbians. And I don't know why that's such a bad thing to say.
Well, I think you assume that because the Women's Softball League won the gold medal, that they got to be lesbians.
There's nobody else playing baseball. Oh, my God. Who else is playing?
What, is that where you're coming from?
I'm saying, ma'am, you can go to any public park and look at the baseball diamonds empty. It's like a ghost town.
All right,
name
the public park.
Arcadia Park, Pasadena Park, Mayfield Park, San Marino Park, Long Beach Park. You want me to go on?
No.
Okay.
Because, you know, as a matter of fact, I can name a hell of a lot more where not want your son planting his ill-instructed...
I think you need to practice law more than you do play baseball then, if you can name all those diamonds. But I can
look at. We're talking about the fact that the kid could crash a plane,
and I'm talking about Mary here hitting a foul ball and killing an old lady.
Mary here hits a foul ball and kills an old lady.
Yeah,
and your son drops down and ruins an entire neighborhood
with an ultralight. An entire neighborhood. What do you think he's flying? A 747?
I don't know. You haven't told me what he's flying.
You need enough diamond space
where he can land a 747 is what you're telling me.
You're a lawyer, right?
So an ultralight is different than a 747. Why do you need
an entire field
worth of softball and baseball diamonds?
Why can't you find a field in some other neighborhood? You know, how many guys are doing time because of you?
What is that supposed to mean?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I don't practice criminal law, and that was really that was a fallacy on your part.
No, I'm just saying
where you're not. That's where you're talking and you're not listening.
You're not listening to me.
I made
the point.
And you're not listening,
ma'am. I already made my points a million times, and you're asking me questions I've already answered. Okay, so who's not listening to who?
I just want to make sure every listener understands your position. I want to make sure all the listeners understand your position.
Well, who's this we? You got a turd in your pocket?
You want to make sure that your child can drop down a plane in anyone's neighborhood because you don't like the fact that everyone that plays football is a lesbian female.
You wish you were Jill Eikenberry, that's all.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
All right, okay. Thank you very much.
Phil, that dyke.
Get out of here, you two. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're back with Art Griego in just a few more seconds. You were talking about who flies?
Ashley Olsen has been a pilot off and on. But she's not going to get her license. She's terrible. And
Ashley Olsen.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And we're frightened because Ashley Olsen behind the yoke of a aircraft. That is, you might as well start printing a death certificate now because
you know
what.
You're sitting in a bar getting hammered, dude. I sure as heck don't want to be flying with you.
I'm not flying now, am I? I'm done. Well, you really jumped to some conclusions, don't you?
First of all, I don't believe Ashley Olsen has a pilot's license.
I didn't say she did. I said she'd like to have one.
Well, have you taught her?
I've seen her go up. And when I say go up, I mean it. Because when Ashley Olsen finally does get behind the wheel of a significantly large aircraft with, let's say, thousands of pounds of fuel, laden with fuel, and she, full throttle, flies it into a building, that's jihad. And I...
Thanks a lot.
Well, you're hanging up just because I...
All right, that's great. By the way, there's a nice picture here of Kelsey Grammer in In Touch magazine. He's got his child, 3-year-old daughter, Mason, and he's throwing her high in the air. How many of you guys done that with your little kids? You know, you take her and you throw her in the air. When my daughter was very small, my stepdaughter, I would throw her up in the air, and then one day I threw up in the air, and she didn't come down, and it was pretty heavy. All right, 1-800...
You've been drinking.
No, I haven't been drinking. He has. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. With the Mary Kay Olsen thing...
Look, Phil, I'm going to tell you this, because I happen to work in aviation. There are a lot of celebrities that are trying to get their pilot's license. A lot of these actors... A lot of these television game show hosts or whatever.
These guys are trying to get pilot's licenses.
Yes, because they have the money to purchase these private planes. Now, I don't mind that, but what I do mind, and people are concerned about these neighborhood airstrips that I'm proposing, I am more concerned with the interest that a lot of these celebrities are showing in flying to the point where many of them could turn up as commercial pilots. And I don't think that to, glamorize or to, what's the word I'm using? The word that I want to use here is to inflate the ego of a celebrity. We allow them to take control of the lives of 300, 400 people. I'm not laughing at that, are you? And,
what's the likelihood?
All I'm telling you is if you're getting on a transcontinental jet and you look into the cockpit and seals the pilot,
yeah, man, that's going to happen. I'm going to turn around and there...
You're going to look at that guy with that kisser, with those weird scars on his cheek. What's that? So...
Bug off.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Yeah, that's right, bud. I'm going to get on a freaking transcontinental jet and there's SEAL.
What about Harvey Keitel? That'd be scary as hell.
Hey, man, if Harvey Keitel was the pilot of my plane, that'd be far out. Hey, Harvey, how are you, man? I really loved you in, like, all those flicks. So what's our ETA?
Good afternoon, buddy. I'm Harvey Keitel.
I hear you're real smart. All right, so that's pretty stupid. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, that's the only show we have for you tonight. We also have our website, www.philhenryshow.com. I'm going to be getting over to the office here in a few seconds to prepare our show log, which tomorrow you can look at, and you can also listen to our show online. What does he want now?
Yes, sir.
What do you want?
Phil had a fire on his face. Okay, they had to put it out with a pickaxe. So
thanks a lot, man. That's funny.